This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. The FBI is investigating an online attack on a UNM professor last week that included a threat of lynching at his home. In response to the racist messages, the University of New Mexico held a virtual town hall Tuesday featuring Black faculty speaking about how to combat anti-Blackness on campus. KUNM's Hannah Colton has more.
The violent threats against Dr. Charles Becknell Jr. in the Africana Studies program were sent last week through an internal UNM events form and by email and Facebook posts. UNM IT says they couldn't trace them because the attackers used technology to hide where they were coming from.
We are often killed for controversial ideas.
Dr. Kathy Powers from the Political Science Department said during the town hall Tuesday, those attacks are part of a long history of Black educators at UNM and around the world facing intimidation and violence for doing their jobs.
The work that I do on reparations for mass human rights violations globally, but in the United States, and most importantly, the African American community, has been very controversial for me.
Black people have long felt unsafe on the UNM campus, Powers said, and that's been worsened by a pandemic that's disproportionately impacting African Americans and by the murders in the last few months of Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, and other Black people by white vigilantes and police. Powers said the Black Faculty Union wants continual police protection for Dr. Becknell and his family, increased security for the Africana Studies program, a survivor-based task force on how to respond to future incidents, and the creation of a truth-telling commission.
To document systems and behaviors that create and sustain anti-Black racism, white supremacy, and racist assaults in any form.
Dr. Kirsten Buick is Associate Dean of Equity and Excellence of the College of Fine Arts. She said structural anti-Blackness is maintained at UNM by hiring and workplace practices, including an expectation that graduate students and faculty of color will stay in their so-called lanes.
When these students enter the job market, they are expected to fill those diversity positions that allow for a kind of two-for-one while preserving other areas of study for white students who are not expected to ever have to acknowledge race or racial bias and what they are allowed to study and now allowed to teach.
Buick suggests a new three-way mentoring structure in which newer faculty of color would be paired with a senior member in their department who's undergone training and a faculty member of color outside their department.
And finally, new faculty who arrive at a program rather than a department with a tenure home that is actively hostile to their presence suggests that now is the time that Africana Studies should be granted departmental status with tenured and tenure-track faculty housed within it.
Africana Studies members have been making this request for over a decade of the program's 50-year existence. Departmental status would allow more job security, better pay, and more graduate opportunities. Mark Pisani, dean of the UNM College of Arts and Sciences, said in an email Thursday that the college does not have plans to convert Africana Studies to a full department. Several speakers mentioned fears among Black students about whether they'll be safe when they return to campus, as well as anger and overwhelm. Dr. Stephanie McIver is director of counseling services at Student Health and Counseling. She said these are common responses to vicarious trauma that have a damaging psychological effect over time. And she urged other people to make statements of support.
And to choose a side, right? These events are not events that call for neutrality, but call for support.
Sociology professor Dr. Nancy Lopez closed out the town hall by asking everyone to think about 5 years from now how they'd know they'd been successful in combating anti-Blackness at UNM. Here's her answer.
Spaces would center African ways of knowing, as well as exploration of the theoretical and technological legacies of African descended people, a substantive and unapologetic critique of settler colonial logics predicated on anti-Blackness will also be present.
There's a list of mental health services available on campus at mentalhealth.unm.edu. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
Learn more at kunm.org. Our public health coverage is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and by listeners like you.